boys and girls. Welcome to Alive in Jesus. I'm Miss Katie, and we're going to be spending time together learning more about Jesus and His great love for you and for me. Let's get started. Today, we're reading from Beginner, Year A, Quarter 3, God is Always With Me, Week 1. If you want to follow along, you can turn to page 5 or find the picture of a happy baby bundled up in a white blanket. Who is he smiling at? It's Mommy! Maybe she is even tickling him. Do you laugh when you are tickled? The warm sun shone through the window. Mommy Jochebed and Daddy Amram cuddled little baby Moses. Do you like to be cuddled? He was beautiful. He had two little eyes. Can you point to your eyes? Two little ears. Where are your ears? Two little hands. Can you clap your hands together? 10 little toes. Now wiggle your toes. And one little nose. Can you touch your nose? Their eyes sparkled with happiness. They said thank you to God for their brand new baby boy. Big sister Miriam and big brother Aaron leaned in close. They looked into their new brother's two bright eyes. They whispered in his two ears, "I love you, baby brother." They held his two little hands and tickled his 10 tiny toes. Where are your toes? Can you point to them? They even kissed his one little nose. Everyone loved beautiful baby Moses. Mommy Jochebed and Daddy Amram cared for Moses. They gave him smiles and cuddles. They made sure he was fed open wide. Yum, yum. And they helped him go to sleep in a soft little bed. Good night, baby. Moses' family kept him safe and well. The Pharaoh king where baby Moses lived was not a kind man. He wanted to take all the baby boys away. No! Mommy Jochebed was not going to let anyone take Moses away. She prayed and asked God to look after her precious baby. Mommy Jochebed hid baby Moses in the house for many days and nights. But it was hard to hide a baby. Babies cry when they are hungry. Shh, shh, shh. Babies cry when they are tired. Shh. Sometimes babies cry when they need a cuddle. It was very hard to hide baby Moses when he cried. So the whole family knelt down and prayed to God. Can you fold your hands for prayer? Dear Jesus, please help us to keep baby Moses safe. God gave Mommy Jochebed a good idea. Mommy and Miriam collected lots of tall grass from the river. Together, they used the grass to make a basket. They sang songs as they worked. The basket would be a bed for baby Moses. A bed that could float on the water like a little boat. Moses would stay hidden and safe in his basket boat. God chose a special family to to look after baby Moses. Can you say after me, "Thank you, God, for giving me a family who loves me too." What did we learn today? God gives you a family to care for you. Who is in your family? Maybe a mommy or a daddy, a brother or a sister. Maybe you have a grandma or grandpa who live in your home. God wants us to care for each other, just like Mommy Jochebed and her family cared for baby Moses. The Bible says that God shall supply all your needs. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Can you say the memory verse with me? God shall supply all your needs. Philippians 4:19. Let's start learning our scripture song. Isn't it wonderful that God gives us families to care for us? Let's pray and thank Him. Dear Jesus, thank you for our family, our mommy and daddy, brother or sister, grandma or grandpa. You want each of us to take care of each other, to keep each other safe. Help us to do that. In Jesus' name, amen.
This podcast was produced by the Sabbath School and Personal Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. To view these lessons, please go to www.aliveinjesus.info.